Here on 99.9 MyFM, we've been talking to the 2022 municipal election candidates. We're currently speaking with Town of Gananoque Council candidate Vicki Leakey. Vicki, thanks so much for joining us, and how is the campaign trail going for you so far?
Well, Tim, it's amazing. I have talked to some people on Front Street, some of our small business, and I guess because of being very involved with community groups, anywhere I'm kind of going, I'm sure I'm starting to become an annoyance with my friends. If we're having coffee at McDonald's or even when we were out Saturday, there's always someone that will come and go, hey, I need to talk to you about. So, and so that's where I'm campaigning. I'm campaigning along the road daily, listening, picking up items of concern of residents. And at this point in time, I have a little notebook that's almost, well, no, I got lots of space yet. And I'm writing these things down because some of them need research. I'm not campaigning on I'm changing the world. This was wrong. Why did they do this? Because I'm also aware I was not there at the moment. I may not know all the facts. If an issue is significant for a number of residents that has to be revisited, it would be something as part of new council that I would perhaps suggest, can we have more information? I will not take good tax dollars and start throwing them around, repairing, replacing, because somebody said, well, that was wrong, that was wrong. I'm certainly not going to spend tax dollars to tear up that pavement in front of Town Hall, to tear the addition down, because that's not fair to our taxpayers. I won't spend good money after bad. We take a look at today, we look at tomorrow, and we make sound, thoughtful decisions that have a positive impact on the majority of the community. It won't always please everyone. I'm so aware of that. But I promise to look at all of the areas that I can, that those decisions, that something just doesn't get missed. That, to me, that communication, that discussion at council, that's what makes sound decisions.
I know you held a seat in the township before. Why did you decide to run here in Gananoque?
Well, because I'm very community-minded. It was funny. One of the questions that a resident had asked was, you know, what would my family say about me as a person? So I actually had this discussion with my daughter-in-law and said, well, what do you think? She said, well, she said, you know what? She said, anybody asks you to do something, you will do it. And she said, you're a straight shooter. And so people need to be prepared. You will give an honest answer. It may not be the answer that they want, and you don't sugarcoat things. So I think my term on previous council has also taught me an awareness of people's feelings. So I'm not doing anything on social media. I will promote events. I will promote when to vote, to call the town if you don't haven't received your PIN number. But I will not promote opinions and thoughts on something specific on Facebook. That, to me, is not a good campaign forum. People have emailed me, and I've responded. And I encourage people, if there's a question, I will give you my best answer. But I hope a term on council has taught me to listen and to, you know, reserve judgment on quick responses. And so being part of this community, I think I worked in public accounting for 25 years. I served as treasurer on the Gananoque Public Utility Commission from 93 to 2000. I think I have a few tools in my tool belt that can help when it comes time to making good, sound decisions at town council. I moved into Gananoque last year. funny story, cats were fighting, and so my son wanted to buy the house, so I said, okay, I'm going to take this cat and go find a place to live. And as silly as that sounds, it was one of my best decisions. I was able to reduce, and now I have what I need, and now I have more time to spend on what I want to do. That's important to me, making a difference every day, filling my day, making a difference to someone or a group or something, so that that's what we're here for, to be helpful.
And you've mentioned quite a few things that you are going to be focusing on should you get elected. I mean, with having held a seat in the township before, if you were to get elected to the Gananoque Council, what would that how would that sit with you? What would that mean to you personally?
Well, I mean, I living in the West End, you know, I thankfully I've always been able to go to the Gananoque Library. It made no sense for me, living on Deer Ridge Drive, to drive through Gananoque to Lansdowne to go to library or do, you know, it groceries or no, I've never done that. I've always, Gananoque has been home. I do feel when you have a responsibility as a counselor, you need to get out into the community and really work hard to find those areas that need a bit more attention. I would really hope that we can build a stronger bond of relationship with the township that makes sense to both township residents and town residents. The next 2 years are going to be extremely difficult financially for everyone. This is not a time that we build a silo. This is a time to look and study and go, okay, are there cost efficiencies that we can pass on to our ratepayers, be it tax bills, be it water sewer bills? And I think that this is really important. I am not one that will support no tax increase, but I also understand very much so that we're in a difficult couple of years. I rent. I don't have ownership. I don't have any personal gains as a counselor. I will look out for the young people, for the seniors, for the business owners, for the tourist operators, because I love this community, and I hope we can work with the township to build a better support system where we can that helps each other. And I think that I do believe there are opportunities that would make some efficient sense.